Crabtree offloads it and then driving forward is Ferguson, and a try for Ferguson. A gap opened up in the Bradford Bulls, which Ferguson was confident he could exploit. That's exactly what he's done. And just to the right of the sticks, the Giants get the first try of the afternoon. And it's Dale Ferguson with it. And troublesome times at the start of the match, more or less, for the Bradford Bulls.
Not what the doctor ordered, not the start that Bradford wanted. They lost possession of Bradford. You've got to keep possession. They give possession to Huddersfield. Ferguson was there. He ran down the central channel. There were no defenders there at all.
Robinson. I know it's going to be left for Lunt. Now to Robinson with a kick towards McGilvery. And Cudjoe back in field to Gricks. Oh, it's basketball style from Leroy Cudjoe. Back to Gricks in the in-goal area. It's a simple try in the end from the Huddersfield Giants. Great leap from Cudjoe. And Gricks is the very happy benefactor. And well, the Giants are ripping us apart.
They are ripping us apart, and it's also easy because they're so lethargic on this far left-hand corner. That was telegraphed. We said they would do it. They kick into the corner. They jumped up near Huddersfield. There was no Bradford defenders to get in the face to make life hard for them. They tapped the ball back. But, you know, when you tap the ball back, there's going to be a player there. That player was Scott Gricks. Cudjoe passed the ball back. The try against Huddersfield Giants is now the Giants 14, Bradford 0.
Bruff. Offloads it to 15 and he'll drive towards that try line, and it is a try for Huddersfield Giants, and it just keep coming. It's Lance Patrick with the try.
Back in defence, they were tired because the drop tackle from Jamie Foster on the Huddersfield attacker meant they had a little bite at the cherry. Ferris had a go, it came back inside. Lance Patrick runs to fall like a steam train in the middle of the sticks and touched the ball down. So simple, so easy. Bruff to Patrick, 4 points. The Bradford Bulls 0, Huddersfield Giants 16. Hooter, stroke, whistle has gone. And there we are, JP.
Very, very disappointing start to what is a crucial match. Not only are you in front of the massive crowd here at the Etihad, we've got the cameras on us as well, and whether or not Bradford have given a good account of themselves, it's not really for me to say, but it was very disappointing to lose points so early on in that half. There's Lunt, and that's a good offload, and this is worrying. Dale Ferguson going forward, one man to beat. It's too easy. A try for Dale Ferguson down the right channel. And the Bulls' last man standing to put the tackle in didn't make enough contact to stop him. And the steam train that is Dale Ferguson adds another try for the Giants.
Yeah, it's now the Giants 22, the Bradford Bulls 0. A lot of pressure from the Bradford Bulls, a lot of hard work, but not a lot of brain power. And they just drop off the tackle there. Huddersfield say, look, we're in control. We can take all your three headers. They've gone back, they've scored a try, and they've pushed themselves 22 points nil in front.
Addy with the kick to the corner. Keir's going to jump for it. Keir catches it and backhanded it to Foster. Oh, Foster, can he get the force down? They're celebrating like Jamie Foster has. Yes! Try given for the Bradford Bulls. Jamie Foster on his return from injury. And it's Keir with the catch, just like the Giants try in that corner, funnily enough. Basketball cell, backhand. Foster somehow dived underneath the Giants tackling players and scores for the Bradford Bulls. Welcome back to the fray, Jamie Foster.
Yeah, welcome back to the magic weekend for the Bradford Bulls, because all that pressure, all that workmanlike effort has come to 4 points. The kick in the corner, the tip back by Keir, good thinking by Alec Keir, the catcher, Jamie Foster, he touched the ball down amongst a posse of three or four Huddersfield defenders. 4 points to the Bradford Bulls. Huddersfield 24, Bradford Bulls 4.
Bruff, oh, that's quick hands, and the offload is decent as well. There, number 15, Kopchak's there in support, turns a full tackle, offloads it, and Lunt's in with the try. And that's as quick and powerful a try as you're going to see. It was Lance Patrick that poked through the line. Kopchak was in support, but he didn't need him. And then when he did look like he was going to go to ground, fed it off, and Lunt gets the try.
Well,
and
you
that
know,
is game over.
Well,
definitely.
It is game over now, and that's a sad sight for the Bradford Bulls gathering behind the post, because Huddersfield, quite frankly, scored that try at ease. It was like a training ground try. They broke away, they ran with pace, they ran with power. They're winning the ground collision, they're winning the floor collision, they're getting up and playing the ball very, very quickly, and giving the Bradford Bull chance, or defence, not enough chance to get into the line. And, well, it's 28-6 with a try to Lunt.
Go straight, the offload to Murphy, and they're in at the corner, the Giants, and they've scored again.
dropped off in defence there. They're looking tired. One or two players look as if they don't want to be on there. Jimmy Lang is trying to rally his troops, but he's now the Huddersfield Giants 34, the Bradford Bulls 6. He's trying to break Ferris. Sloppy tackling on the left hand side. A big gap there. Could have drove a double decker bus through it. Well, more war for the Bradford Bulls.
Ball spills and breaks loose. Kopchak picks it up, gives it to Robinson. Crabtree's there in support. Instead goes to 22, Mullally. Oh. Mullally turns and goes in again.
That was a disgraceful attempt at a tackle from the Bradford defence.
Frightening that defence, yeah, from the Bulls. It's Mullally with the try. Yeah. And it's just becoming humiliation for the Bradford,
yeah,
Bulls.
Yeah, it's embarrassing now. And when a rugby league player goes upstairs like a girl guy to make a tackle, well, then that's not acceptable. The Giants 40, the Bulls 6.
There goes the hooter. Yeah. The game is finished, and at last the Bulls are put out of their misery. A dominating first half performance from the Giants. And a strong start to the second half period just simply wasn't good enough. The Bulls have been comprehensively beaten here at the Magic Weekend by the Huddersfield Giants. And it's finished. The Bulls 6, the Giants 42.